We are joined by Brad Lloyd, who is the list manager down there at the Freo Dockers. And Brad, welcome to the program, mate.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Nice to talk to you. Now, the news confirmed today that Joel Hambling from the Western Bulldogs has told his club that he wants to come to yours. Good news.
Yeah, great news. Yeah, so I think Joel's been, he was considering coming back throughout the year. And then obviously with the way the Bulldogs went, made the decision or clouded the decision a bit more. So, yeah, I presume he's agonised over the decision over recent weeks. But, with the grand final celebrations, it's been more difficult to sort of come to a decision. But, he's indicated to us he'd like to get back to West Australia and play for Fremantle, which is fantastic news.
And, Brad, given the way that he played in the finals, which was absolutely outstanding, he was integral to their success, the bargaining might be a little bit harder now.
Yeah, he certainly did increase his value. So, he showed he could play on some of the good players. And, yeah, look, he's well supported by the Western Bulldogs defensive players and important up the field with the midfield. But he did a really good job through the finals. And he's only 23 years of age and really growing as a player.
Brad, Kim Hagdon here. It looks to me as though with Joel Hambling, he has increased his value, both in terms of what he will command as a deal. That's for you guys behind the scenes. But what do you expect you might have to trade for Joel, given he's still only played the 23 games, but with such promise, would you might have to look at giving up pick number 7?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, Kim. It's a usually valuable pick, that one. So, no, I wouldn't have thought that'd be the case. But look, we only were told this morning that he'd indicated he'd like to get to us. So so you're spending all your time hopeful that he would like to come across. So yeah, now we'll shift our attention to working through a trade. So look, you can go through many options when you're looking at trades, whether it's if you have picks, and you've got future picks these days as well. So we'll work through all that. So I'll sit down with Jason McCartney on Monday.
And look, I'm making a bit of an assumption here, but it also looks very strong as though Shane Kirsten is going to do similar to Joel has done this morning. Seemingly they're the best of mates, and they both want to come back to play with you guys. Shane, of course, from Geelong. That could sort of pan out by about Monday. Do you expect it to be positive for Fremantle?
In terms of Shane wanting to come as well?
Or? Yeah, and get the deal done.
They both want to get to Fremantle, so I think we can work through and get something done. Yeah, for sure. So they are certainly best of mates here. They're inseparable. Every time I've spoken to one of them, the other one's been there. So they're really, really close from their Geelong days and have a really tight relationship. And they came over to Perth during the week and had a bit of a look around, and they were there together. So really, really close, those two.
So let's assume now with four, you've got McCarthy, you've got Brad Hill, their deal's done. Probably Hambling, and certainly probably Shane Kirsten. So if you get all of those four imports, and they're young boys, they're expat WA, and you keep your picks at number 7, you've still got picks at 35, 43, 61, would you think that if you got those deals done early in the week, that that'd be you guys done until draft time?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yeah, I think that's the plan. You just never know what can pop up the trade period. Our preference would be to be planned, organised a long way out, and then work through what we'd like to get done. But never say never. You never know what can eventuate. But we sort of got our key focus areas, and we'll stick to those at this point.
Hey Brad, it's an ever changing landscape, and I suppose for a lot of us, with the introduction of free agency and restricted free agency, and knowing that players through the AFL Players Association want more freedom to move and change jobs within the AFL industry. Have you been surprised or not at the level of movement? Because there has been some fairly significant moves already, Brad, and there's expected to be some more. And do you think clubs are getting better at being able to not only extend it beyond the free agency and restricted free agency, but really being able to extract any player they want?
I guess it has to be the right deal for everyone. So, there's been some circumstances with certain players where there's personal issues or clubs wanting to move on a bit quicker with sort of regenerating lists and all that. So, I think in the end, you've still got to come up with the appropriate deal and make sure there's a win-win for everyone in there. So, but yeah, there's certainly more movement. Certainly the players seem to be more open to it. Yeah, with Fremantle, our retention's been pretty strong, though, over, I think, sort of in the last sort of, I've been with Fremantle for 8 or 9 years, and we haven't had too many move away from the club. Dylan Roberton returned home for some personal reasons, and Viv Mitchie wanted greater opportunity. But aside from that, touch wood, we've had a pretty good run with our retention rate. So, yeah, so I guess it depends on the circumstances for the clubs and the players.
Very clear in your whole strategy for this trade period so far, Brad Lloyd, has been youth and expat WA boys. Marcus Adams and John Marsh have both indicated over the last couple of days that they'd like to come home. Any interest in Marcus Adams and Johnny Marsh from Fremantle's viewpoint?
Look, they've just popped up. So, same before. Look, our focus has always been the four boys that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, look, we'll do some background on those guys. But, yeah, at this point in time, our focus will be on we've got the two in and Joel and Shane at this point. But, yeah, it would be worth having a bit of a look and working through it, but unlikely, I'd suggest.
As it's starting to fall now with your traded-in players, what can we get from you in relation to Michael Barlow and Alex Silvani, both waiting for news on possible contracts with Fremantle?
Yeah, look, we've been talking to Marty Pask, who looks after Michael Barlow, and Nigel Carmody, who looks after Alex Silvani, and been pretty transparent with them that, we're doing a fairly large overhaul of our playing list from a numbers point of view, and we wouldn't be able to give them an indication until after the trade period. So that hasn't changed to this point. So, we'll just sort of review it at the end of the period as a list management committee and then make some decisions on the players that we haven't recontracted at this stage. So that's where that sits for those two boys. But, they've handled it well, and I'd like to think the club's been really open with them and their management group.
What about Hayden Ballantyne and Zach Clark? What have they expressed to you?
Yep, so Hayden Ballantyne's more through his manager, Colin Young, discussed possibly exploring some opportunities, but to this point we haven't had any club come to us wanting to trade for Hayden, and Hayden's someone we'd like to retain and someone that we'd like to see playing. You know, he's been a really good player for us for many years, and we'd like to see playing at the club next year. So we haven't had any club or no clubs contacted me directly about trading for Hayden Ballantyne.
And Clark?
Clark, we're working through some contract negotiations at the moment with Jason Dover, Zach's manager. So, we'd like to retain Zach, and hopefully we get that sorted reasonably quickly.
It's a long or high jump to go from 16th and just 4 wins, Brad, this season. But does your early recruiting coups generate some optimism at the prospects of a fairly rapid leap next season, even back into finals calculations?
Yeah, look, there's got to be a strong overhaul of the list from a numbers point of view. And so I'd like to think that, including some players around that sort of Cam McCarthy's 21 and the other boys are all around the 23 age group. So our strategy was clearly focus on the locals just because of the tyranny of distance, more of an opportunity to get some of these boys home. But also they've got to fit within our age bracket so that we get a real career out of them as opposed to bringing players in at 28, 29 that we only get a couple of years out of. So that's been pretty clear from that strategy point of view. But, we've had some good growth this year from some of the younger players in the Wellers and Connor Blakely and Tucker and those types of guys. So we just hope it all comes together back with our senior group of players, and we'll see where it takes us. So, yeah, it's hard to make any predictions on the back of how disappointing this season was. But, hopefully it's a positive step. You know, we can keep the playing group together, have a bit more luck with injury, and, we can climb up in the other direction than we headed this year.
Just assume that you keep pick number 7. What would probably be a priority on draft day then, given what you've traded in?
Yeah, look, see Cam McCarthy being a key forward,
yep.
and then Bradley Hill with some midfield, adds to the midfield run, and then the other two boys are key back and a tall forward in Shane or general forward. Mm. So that gives us the flexibility to go to pick seven and really have a good look at the pool and not be too caught up in shapes and sizes. We can start getting back to just making sure we get a really good high-quality player in at pick seven. So we'll work through that as a list management committee. But, that gives us a bit more flexibility that we've addressed some needs in the last couple of weeks and opens up some options for us.
In closing, how would you analyse the degree of success in your trading so far this week?
Look, it's the first. You know, we work with GWS for months really to get it done. So it was great to be able to knock that over early, and then Chris Mayne, we realised he was going to be moving on. So we're excited with the compensation pick that came in because we knew that we'd be able to knock over the Bradley Hill deal reasonably quickly. If it was a later compensation, we probably had a bit more work to do. So, that was positive. And, we're halfway through and still some work to do. So, it's been a good positive start. And we'll get through this week and hopefully secure it, everyone we wanted to, and get the list together and then head into the draft, which we'll still have a number of picks to add through the drafts and rookie drafts. So still a fair campaign to go. It's been fairly positive from my end.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Lloyd from the Freo Dockers.